Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's another Drew beat, actually created by our producer, Drew Nixon. Turns out he's been making these for years. We found this all out together on air.
This one's from probably 2017.
Oh, wait, whoa.
Got a change up. I'm trying to take it in, you know?
This feels like this would be in a cheesy Hallmark movie in one scene. That's what this now... Now I'm feeling this is like, now it feels a little holiday-ish.
What was it? The air horn? I didn't like the air horn.
Oh, he's out on the air horn.
It felt... Well, it was just one.
Back here, 11 o'clock hour. It's Cody and Gold.
The second one was the one that
Alex Gold, Cody Tapp. Drew Nixon with you. Coming up in about 25 minutes or so, we will hand things off to Vern, his On Deck show. Doubleheader action today as the Royals will continue their series against the Cardinals. Jack Caglione searching for hit number one. The Royals are going to have the same, I would think, lineup for the first game as they announced for last night based on the pitching matchup being the same. I haven't seen it, actually. I'm assuming the lineup's got to be out of here very shortly, if not already. Noah Cameron is going to get the nod for this first game, which was going to be the case yesterday before the rain. They had a lot of severe weather in St. Louis last night, so things got bumped. I would imagine if you're Cags, you're like, man, I got to wait another day. And the lineup is out, by the way. India leading off, then Bobby Garcia, Pasquantino Perez, Caglione. He is playing right field, which we knew that heading into last night. And then Waters, Massey, Isbell. So, yeah, I think that's the exact same lineup.
I guess the question is, does he get both games in right field today?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or do they give him a DH day and the second day? Hmm. Typically, I would guess he plays right field both, because typically on a double dip, Salvador Perez will be DHing in game two, and they won't risk taking his bat out of the lineup. Freddie Fermin will catch, and Jack will have to be out and right for both.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. They also made a roster move today. We all know you're able to add that 27th man. This one's interesting. So Andrew Hoffman got option at AAA, but he's already been with the team. And so he's added as the 27th man. He's already there. So
he's been optioned. They're like, you're going to AAA. You can stay for today.
Yeah. And then, so he's optioned, but he's the 27th man, but he was already with the team. Not to confuse anybody, you know. And then Thomas Hatch has been selected from AAA Omaha. He will actually be with the team when they go to Chicago as well. And then Hunter Harvey, unfortunate news here. I mean, I don't think he's ever going to pitch for the Royals again. Transfer the 60-day injured list, I think, unfortunately. That's going to be one of those trades that ended up not working out.
Yeah, that's just going to go down as a whiff. I honestly...
It's going to stay healthy, man.
If you ask me right now, I would tell you that I do not think he ever plays for the Royals.
His contract's up at the end of this year, and now he's on a 6-day list. It's June 5th.
However many innings you got from him last year before he got hurt, that's probably it. We were mentioning, I just want to get to this now, since we were mentioning the Pacers and we were talking about all this other stuff. I know that, I'm sure this has been talked about a lot in the betting community, Gold, with you. Obviously, people have been, I'm sure, following the story that there's a kid right now who has a bet that was a long shot parlay of a $13 bet of... And look, the truth is, you're talking about, and he's got two teams remaining. It is the Oilers to win their series, who won game one last night, and the Thunder, who you were just talking about, to win theirs. The Liberty already won the NBA title, the Eagles already won the Super Bowl, and the Dodgers won the World Series, the first three legs of his bet. If he won all five legs, he will turn $13 into over $200,000.
It's $270,000.
$70,000.
Yeah, and so when the Oilers won in overtime last night with 30 seconds to go and left in overtime, that was a huge deal for him.
It was, because he had a buyout option of $97,000, and now he has a buyout option in the $120,000 range.
Yeah.
He looks like he's 22 years old. It's so like, and I get it. He was last night out on the street saying this. Well, maybe. Doesn't seem like it wants to save.
All right. We got an updated cash out offer. Are we considering it? Are we taking it? How are we feeling?
Bro, we're riding. We're going the whole distance. I've said it from the beginning. 100K. I don't care. We're going the whole way. You saw that team. Unbeatable.
This.
Oh, gosh, I just, won't come back to that.
I want to be very clear.
I don't care, man. I don't care.
There are two things about this that stand out to me. One is, jeez, I am actively rooting against this.
What? Why are you rooting against him?
Actively rooting against him. I hope he loses every dime, this idiot. Because he has $120,000 in the bank right now. Over a $13 bet. And the braggadocious nature of it has me sick. The second part hit me today. And I'll say this is from the parenting end. If this was my kid, two things would be happening. One, I would be actively advising him to take the cash. It was $13. Are you insane? But I'll tell you right now, I'm threatening all of it. If I pay his cell phone bill, if I help with tuition, if I buy him dinner when we go out to eat, that's all done unless you take the cash out offer. You're cut off of all of these things unless you figure this out. And I don't know if his brain's not fully developed yet because he's in his early 20s or what the hell this kid's problem is. You have to take the cash out. It is beyond idiotic to not take the cash out. It is reprehensible almost for a $13 bet. He can take $20,000 out and just bet the Thunder and Oilers in a parlay again to win it all if he wants to just like see the rest of this play out. He has to take the cash. It's crazy. Crazy.
So I'm not rooting for him to lose all of it the way you apparently are. However,
I'm rooting against
I am with you on this. $13 and now you have $123,000 cash out offer, and then you're out here and he's getting a ton of attention, so I think that's also why he hasn't cashed out, because I think he's enjoying everybody wanting to talk about him. So I think that's part of the issue he's having with this. And now that he's seen a cash out offer for $123,000, let's say the Pacers were to somehow win tonight game one, that cash out offer might drop down to $100,000. You're like, oh, what's the problem with that? Well, I don't think he'll cash out at 100 because he once already saw the 123,000 and now that's not good enough for him.
Yeah.
He also once said that once I get to 100,000, then I'll stop, and he hasn't. So I think it's a mistake not to cash out. Maybe you wait to see what happens tonight. If the Thunder win tonight.
The Thunder are like -700, -800 to win the series. They're huge. $5,000?
So if the Thunder win tonight, maybe he makes an extra $5,000 and cashes out. But based on what he said, he's not going to do that. I think it's a massive mistake for him. He could literally, even after taxes, he could pocket, let's say, $60,000 to $65,000. And given his age, he could set himself up very nicely to like kickstart his future in a very, very nice way. He's never going to be in a position where he has a chance to cash out on $123,000 again.
Here's now, the other problem. The Thunder's not even the hardest part. Probably the NHL one is probably the one.
But
they blew the series last year to the Panthers.
You should not be rooting for him to lose it all. That's messed up. Come on.
Someone says if he stays and wins and he possibly gets a movie deal about it. No, he doesn't. 10 bets a year get one that are like this and get cashed out like this. It happens because for the 2 million of these bets that don't happen every year, there's a story like this every year. And most of the time they do the smart, prudent thing. And that's the other part. It's like, it's life changing money at that age. Fine. If you're already super rich and you're 55 and you've already got your 401k fully funded and you're feeling good and you just want to ride this thing out, fine. At 22 or whatever this kid is years old, man, that's a life.
Here's the current odds for the
amount
so Edmonton,
of money.
Edmonton is -225 to win the series now because they won last night. And as you said, on the NBA side of things, the Thunder at this point to win the NBA Finals are -700. And so the cash out, you know, if I were him at this point, you had $13, you've turned in $123,000. You cash out, you put X amount into your bank account. And then you say, you know what? I'll even have some fun money. I'll take 10 to 20,000, And then I can use that and that can still be your gambling money. But at least you know you have after taxes, lock in like 50,000 of it. Let's say you lock in 50,000 of it after taxes. That's, you're just going to keep no matter what. You can't lose it.
You're going to start the next stage of your life.
Can you imagine? I understand they're massive favorites. But like the worry is, let's say the Pacers win tonight and then the Florida Panthers win tomorrow night. And so the series is 1-1 in the hockey game and it's 1-0 Pacers in the other one. That cash out offer is going to be below 100,000. So he would have cost himself.
And he
himself
said he wanted 100,000 and now he's having fun with his boys and they're making shirts and he doesn't want to lose the good
F
times.
No, can you imagine if it's
F the 100? That's why I'm rooting against him. I'm sorry. If you ever in your sentence say F the $100,000, I'm actively rooting against you in life. That's a ludicrous statement. When you're 22 years old, your parents probably bought all the clothes you ever worn in your entire life and you're just like, screw the $100,000. Like, nah. That reeks of rich kid. And I don't know that he is, but it reeks of it.
It reeks of
your parents bought you a car when you were 16 and it was brand new and life's good. That's what it reeks of.
And I'm typically let it ride. Don't cash out. You made the bet to win the bet kind of thing. But not when it's been an 8-month long process and you turn 13 into 123,000 already.
So what's the stress level? Let's say the Thunder. I don't want to admit it, but let's say the Thunder go ahead and win it. But it's game 7, Panthers Oilers. You either win nothing or you win 270 grand.
And then, well, I guess you can't hedge because I'm in it for the game. We're doing it to the end. You know, like, I can't hedge.
Cody doesn't like this guy.
No, I don't. I don't like the way he's talking about this bet. And I think it's financially
he's
irresponsible.
He's like a 22-year-old kid. He's a 22-year-old kid. Of course he may not be making the smartest decision.
I couldn't imagine the stress level knowing if you went through it and it was game 7, zero or 270 grand. If you lost it, I would be so. I would get sick right away.
Is he willing to hedge? Is the question. Like, is he willing to hedge at some point?
He said we're into the end.
It doesn't sound like it. Yeah.
No, that's the thing. Because you could just say the Thunders are going to win their series, and if this other one gets dicey, I can either take the cash out or I can borrow against to essentially hedge big. But
we'll keep an eye on this. So
$25,000.
I think you're right, though. I think this kid. You're right. I think that this kid got everything he wanted.
I think he's
up
a silver spooner. I don't know that as a fact, but I absolutely think he is.
Hang on. I'm not rooting for the kid to lose, but I think Cody is spot on in regards to the way that he's. There are people who I know, who I have friends who went to some of these schools, Cody. I did not go to one of these places, thank God. But I know Carmel, Indiana. This kid would have been. He would have gone to Carmel High School in Indianapolis.
He drove like a Benz.
He bet $13.
Man's wearing
Ruffalo
and polos all the time.
And now he's turning down at this point a cash out for $123. You guys are acting like this.
That's the part that kills me the most.
I agree.
Your investment is nothing.
He should cash out. But saying he's like spoiled or whatever, I push back on that. We don't know anything about this kid. But also, he bet $13. If he would have bet $1,000 as a 21-year-old, then I'd be like, okay, where is he getting his money from kind of thing. He bet $13. He's gotten very lucky. It's all come together. He's with his friends. He's having an unbelievable opportunity. Hopefully he doesn't squander it by screwing it up, but he's enjoying the attention. He's 22. He's going to find out one way or the other. Either he makes the biggest mistake of his life or he's going to be on an unbelievable high for the rest of his life. I don't know.
This is where the 13 came from. It came from the from the $987 he lost already in FanDuel. Then he posted the 13 he had left. That's where this is coming from.
I guess here's the part. Like, this is where like differences is. Go, I got to be honest, man. Like, if I had bet $13 after let's just say I made it to the three.
Oh, yeah.
When the cash out offer hit 5K, I'd have been out.
Probably.
I'll be honest with you. Yeah. If I had bet $13 and the first two legs hit and they're like, hey, there's still three more legs to go on this bad boy and we'll give you 5K, I'd have probably taken the five.
I think a lot of people would.
And I understand that you'd be like, well, you would have lost out on 115 grand that way.
Sick to your stomach.
If you just hadn't done it. I mean,
I'm convinced that if I had,
I probably would have done a parlay for like a grand for the other three and saw where that got me. Like, it's the same thing. I'd have hedged more than once.
Cody, I don't know if your wife would do this. I'm convinced that if my wife knew that there was 123 grand on the table, she would when I'm asleep, she'd grab my phone Face ID and then cash out for me.
Oh yeah. If I had told my wife, like, I'm not cashing out on this, we might get divorced. We might genuinely get divorced over that financial decision. And the text was like, queer. Cody wants this guy to buy a house like you want to do with a Caitlin Carter.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. I want that kid to take $100,000 and invest it in an account. And I kind of agree with the text line. He might be a millionaire by the time he's 50 if he just never even spends it. never touches you. You can set yourself up. You can, like, yeah. He's like, he can enjoy his life. He can take his friends to Italy 10 years from now if he wants on this cash.
I don't disagree.
It's crazy.
I don't disagree. We're all on the same page in terms of he should cash out. Yeah. I disagree on some of the other stuff. I also think...
I'm also making some wild accusations about his personal life.
If we're being 100% honest with ourselves, I also think it is still so much easier to say cash out when we're not the person that has it right there and believes in the bet and thinks, oh, wow, I could have a...
You're right.
It is so. I'm with you guys. I just think it is way easier right now. If you had that phone and you could push a button to lock in 123, you're saying I would do it. But if you were in the moment and you just saw the Oilers win, and you know the Thunder are probably going to win their series, and you know that it's your original bet for 200, whatever, I think it's way easier said than done.
I think it depends on his financial situation. Like for me, college debt.
That's the other part that makes me think he came for money.
I would have everything paid off, and I would be set with money afterwards. I would be debt-free with $123,000.
Debt-free coming out of college? I mean...
I'm not even 30 yet, and I'd be debt-free. That's great compared to some of my friends who are not going to be debt-free when they hit 30 or 40.
Very few are. Either way, someone asked for the bet again. He already hit Liberty to win the WNBA title, the Dodgers to win the World Series, the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. He now has the Oilers left to win the Stanley Cup and the Thunder left to win the NBA Finals. The Oilers got game one in the Stanley Cup Finals last night. Game one in the NBA Finals is tonight. Thunder are heavy favorites, one of the biggest favorites in NBA history, to win their series against the Pacers, but we don't know if they will. And the Oilers played this same team in the finals last year and lost in seven, didn't they? They blew the series.
Yes, it was.
They lost in seven.
I think it was seven, yes.
I just can't imagine if it came down to game seven of the NHL and you don't hedge. And you have the same energy in game seven.
His energy can change. Last night, it's going to go seven.
His energy is because he's 22. I don't even know if he's 22. Yeah. It's because he's a kid. He's with his friends and he's enjoying the moment. I don't think it means he's like some rich, entitled kid. Come on.
I don't know. That's the energy I think he's giving off is what I'm here to say.
It is an unfair assumption.
That's definitely his
sure.
energy. I'm just saying, like, at that age, at 22 years old, is there a massive life-altering difference between $123,000 and $270,000? And my answer is no, there's not, so just take the money. You're 22 years old.
I don't disagree.
That is life-altering either way. It is not life-altering in a if it were $600,000, I might be having a different energy day. I might be having a different conversation about whether he should take the cash out or not. But the difference between 120 and 123 and 270 for him at this age...
You're saying if you were his parents, you would have a conversation.
I'm threatened. Like, if I'm paying his cell phone bill, he has to take the cash out. Or you're on your... Call up Verizon. You're off the plan. No more family plan for you unless you're taking this cash out.
He's going to disown his kid.
Like, we got to talk about the fight. If you can just risk $123,000, then you can get your own unlimited data plan. You don't need me for that. Okay?
Someone says he's a leader, not a follower.
That's right.
All right. We're going to get things off to Vern in about 10 minutes or so. Yesterday, it's that time of the year in the baseball season where already the All-Star voting is open. Did you see that? It opened up yesterday. And no, I don't think you can just select Cag's name. I think you have to wait on that one. I don't think he's eligible.
That's a shame.
Yeah. But who is going to represent the Royals at this point in time, this early? I think there's a couple
Bubich
names that
is
are
a lock,
obvious.
Right? Chris at Bubich, the moment, if it started today.
I think Chris Bubich. And then my guy. Carlos Estevez. He is tied for the most saves in the American League. He's on pace for a career high in saves. I think Carlos deserves a look. I think Carlos deserves a strong look as the American League reliever.
Where is he amongst saves leaders in Major League Baseball?
Well, Suarez, I think, with the Padres, is the leader in all baseball. Only reason why I know that. You guys care so much. I have both Estevez and Suarez in my fantasy baseball team. I know you guys care so much.
They're number one and two. Perfect. Actually, Suarez is number one at 19 on the NL side. He is number one in the American League. He's tied with Munoz from the Seattle Mariners. Quite a bit of competition. Hader's got 16. Munoz and Estevez both have 17.
He's right there,
Cleveland,
man.
Ray is Class A,
1.71 so. out of the save leaders in baseball. Out of all
the
save leaders,
WHIP's way higher than all these other guys who are having success saving games.
Yeah, I think out of all the save leaders, I think he has one of the lowest ERAs as well. I mean, it's below two, so. Yeah, I think Carlos has a real shot. I would be voting for Carlos, and I'd be voting for Chris Bubich right now. As far as position players, Mikel's just not going to get it. It's going to be really tough at his
Bobby, too.
Yeah.
Bobby's still, like, for shortstop, he's still the best shortstop in the American League, and he's the best shortstop in baseball. Okay, so I think Bobby, because he's a superstar and people will vote for him, gets in. I think Chris Bubich, based on the year he's having, I'd be stunned if for some reason he didn't even get the votes, he's definitely going to be the manager selection. So Bubic is in, Bobby is in. I think Estevez misses because I just don't think he's a household name.
Okay.
So even being the saves leader in the American League doesn't get him. I think it's just those two. I don't even think Salvi this year, because of the down offensive year, I don't think he's getting the courtesy nod.
But you think, like you mentioned, somebody's going to be the, I mean, we also know Carlos doesn't have to be the closer in the All-Star game.
Maybe he's the manager's pick too.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe he's the manager's pick.
I don't know.
Okay. So three, I think they have three All-Stars.
Yeah.
What about Mikel Garcia? He doesn't deserve.
Well, there's always guys that should be that don't get in. You just have, you know, the Royals aren't getting six All-Stars.
I know, but he's got one of the five best batting averages in all of the American League. He's got one of the top 10 averages in the entire sport.
Could it be an alternate? What position is he playing in the All-Star?
I think it ends up being three. I think Estevez or Mikel gets left out.
Yeah.
Because there's just too many other, the power numbers work against Mikel Garcia and some of these other things, but the manager selections, I think, do have a chance to do it.
Someone says they wrote in Caglione for DH. You can do that. Yet to get a big league hit. Go ahead and put in the All-Star ballot. You haven't got a big league hit yet. Put in the All-Star ballot. Someone says Salvi is second in hits and first in doubles in it for AL catchers. He would be getting it off a name more than anything else if he gets
it. Which happens in the All-Star game. Less now that the metrics are also a part of the voting, but certainly that.
Are we going to stuff the ballot?
Someone's just asking if we can get Cags in the Derby, you know?
Be incredible. He's got it. I mean, let's get the first hit out of the way today.
Get the first home run out of the way.
Let's get the first hit and then a first home run out of the way.
I did bet him to hit a home run today.
I'll be on with Vern for his pregame show. We're going to hand things off to him. A couple bets. They're Cags bets. Spoiler.
If he's a homer in the first game, I'm going to bet him to hit one in the second. I'm going to take some of those winnings and bet him to hit it in the second game, too.
Oh, okay. The kid you were just criticizing. You're not going to pocket the money.
I am going to pocket some.
You're not going to pocket the money.
I'm going to pocket some.
All right.
He bet it for the Eagles. That was the second they were out.
All right. Hand things off to Vern. His on-deck show. The Royals are playing two today on 96.5 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.